Joining us on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you this morning?
This is the worst day of my life since Gene reused my name on one of the lesser kids.
Come on, Jerry.
I have not been this depressed since Jimmy Johnson got into the Hall of Fame. I'm so down after this. I mean, there's no amount of strippers with daddy issues that could possibly cheer me up. But if you know any, horny Razorback 59 at blockchain.com.
That's right. One of your email addresses? Okay.
Another year, another soul-crushing defeat, huh?
Yeah, boy, you thought it was going to be different too, didn't you?
I really did, George. I really did. And feel the inevitable march towards my ultimate lonely dirt nap that I'm going to be taking with only 3 Super Bowl victories.
Well, you can always have hope, Jerry.
It's getting hard to have hope, and I'm usually a guy who can see Darth Vader more readily these days. Readily. But I'm sorry to Cowboy fans. I'm sorry I've GM'd us into this situation. I'm sorry that Rain Dakota is turning out to be a 4th-round quarterback after all. I'm sorry Dan Quinn's is about to leave this team and wear his stupid backwards hat for someone else. I'm sorry that Kellen Moore's parents bid on the Cowboys offensive coordinator position at his school fundraiser.
You had to stick to it.
And I'm sorry I went stealthing on that gate agent 27 years ago and provided a Veruca-sized distraction this season.
It was a bit of a distraction, but probably didn't cost you that game.
And most importantly, I want everyone to hear this. Okay. I'm sorry I got drunk and said over 500 coaches could coach this team to a Super Bowl.
That's where it all started.
That's where all this started.
Well, Jimmy's still around.
I don't think he would come back and coach for me. And I swore that I was going to win one without him. And it's just not going to happen now. And I just want to throw up. I want to throw up for 2 reasons.
Okay.
One is I got so drunk last night I forgot where I parked the helicopter. And B, I want to throw up because I can't stand the thought of Stephen A. Smith waking up and giggling this morning. He's just giggling so much.
Yeah, he's going to rub it in.
Y'all can help me out now. I'm out of ideas how to cheat death and get another Super Bowl. Tell me what to do.
Well, you sold all your souls,
the
right?
The second deal with the devil was a good idea, we thought.
I sold not only my soul, but the soul of 10 homeless guys that I bought their souls.
Man, oh my God. The life of the wealthy.
What should I do? Do we need to change a quarterback?
You really can't financially. How about a new coordinator?
Which one, Kellen or Dan Quinn?
Yeah, I think you need a new offensive coordinator.
I tell you what, Kellen Moore, you're right. I should have some guts and fire Kellen. But I can't because I'm afraid he'll bring like a child labor lawsuit against me for hiring him in the first place. What did you think of that final play design?
It's ludicrous.
Interesting.
Kellen designed that play in 6th grade during English class. Scribbled it in his Trapper Keeper.
It did look like a crazy idea from an elementary school kid, yeah.
Jerry Jr.'s drawn up better plays on my Big G tablet with a crayon. And here Kellen dials that thing up. Hey, Kellen, for your FYI, that midfield fart and fall down extravaganza ain't going to get you that head job at Carolina.
Yeah, probably not.
The only good thing about that play was that Zeke got knocked on his ass.
Oh,
are you tired of him, too?
That guy's stolen more Spalding inheritance than anyone.
Well, you gave him the deal.
Hey, believe me, it was a mistake. I recognize the error of my ways now.
Okay.
I'm getting too old for this. I don't think old Jerry's going to survive this offseason.
Oh, don't say that.
I'm getting a little hopeless, George. I'm starting to see Darth Vader.
Uh-oh.
No. I'm starting to see Darth Vader.
Go away from it.
I can't. I'm walking towards Darth Vader, George.
Oh, no.
Jerry?
That doesn't sound good.
Walking towards Darth Vader.
Or do they call him Darth Vader?
I don't know. All right, there goes Jerry.